Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We are in the middle of Simen Reish Ches. We'll start with the very last words of Kuf Yud Tes Omud Beis with Sif Tes Zayin. The Mechaber starts and he tells us, Shosa Yayin Umayim. If a person had both wine, which of course requires a bracha achrona of bracha achas mein shalosh and al hagefen al pri hagefen, and he has also mayim, he has water, which would require bari nefashos. Mishneh Berurah says, lav davka, that we're talking about mayim, in Siv Katan Ayin Aleph, he says, v'wadin, kol mine mashkin, this would be true with wine and any other beverage, orange juice or any other liquid, al chachshuvim biyoser, even the most significant and important ones. He has chamar medina, he has some other beverage besides the wine. So wine plus any other beverage, what's the halacha? The Mechaber continues, ein lo levarech ala mayim bari nefashos. You don't make a bari nefashos on the water or the other beverage, but shabirchat hayayin potrosan, the bracha achrona of al hagefen the al pri hagefen will exempt all the other beverages as well from their bracha achrona of bari nefashos. And he adds, Kishem Shabracha Rishona, Yayin Poter, Kol Mine Mashkim. The reason behind this is because just like the Bari Priya Goffin that you make beforehand on the wine exempts all the need to make a Bracha Rishona, a Shahako, on all the other beverages that you have, so therefore the same thing applies to the Bracha Achrona, the Al HaGeffen, the Al Priya Geffen will exempt the Bari Nefashos that you would make on the other beverages. The Mishneh Berurah qualifies this to a certain extent. And in Siv Katan Ayin Beis, he writes, Mayri, we're talking about Kishakova al Hayayin. This is when a person was Koveya his Suda on the wine. A classical example of this would be when we make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, for example. So you're Koveya your Suda with the Kiddush over here, and therefore it exempts the soda that you're going to have at the Kiddush. So a person makes a Bari Priya Goffin on the wine for Kiddush, so he doesn't have to go and make a Shahakol on any of the soda or other beverages he may have at the Kiddush. So that's called being Koveya Suda al Hayayin. And then the Mishneh Berurah continues, V'os Poter, then the Bari Priya Goffin can exempt Afilu lo hayo amashkin lefanim b'shasa bracha. You'd made Kiddush and the other drinks weren't yet out there. Nevertheless, the wine, the Bari Priya Goffin on the wine, exempts the shahakol that you would normally otherwise have to make on the soda or other beverages. Or alternatively, or the other beverages were out there at the time they made the bracha. You're at a restaurant and you're not washing, so you'd have to make a separate bracha on all the individual items of the meal, and you had a glass of wine, so you make a bar priya goffin, and that exempts the water that's on the table, the soda that we brought to the table. And in this way, even though you weren't koveya suda on the wine, you just had a small glass of wine, so then, even though you only had one cup, you don't have to make a separate bracha shahakol on all the other beverages. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, Avulim lo kova, if you weren't koveya the suda on the wine, or v'gam lo yom mashkin lefanav b'shas habracha, or the other beverages were not out there during the time that you made the bracha bar pir goffin, and the Chofetz Chaim in Siv Katan Ayin Aleph in the Shaar Etzion adds as well, Achim hayo daito aleim b'shas bracha, but if you were thinking about them even though they weren't out there, then yesh mekilim shein tzorach bracha lefanav, then they can be included in the bracha bar pir goffin, and you don't have to make a separate bracha. In any event, he says, if you didn't have any of these three things in mind, you weren't koveya suda, the beverages were not on the table at that time, and you didn't have them in mind, they weren't there or in your mind or in reality at the table, then the Mishneh Berurah says, then you would have to make a bari nefashos after you drank those other beverages, just like you'd have to make a shakul in front of them because they weren't parted in these situations, but by the wine. And this has already been explained, the Kamuva La'el, the Simon Kuf Ayin Dalet, we learned this in the Mishneh Berurah over there, Siv Katan Gimel, Ayin Shom, go back over there and listen to the Shir again, or go look in the Mishneh Berurah for the details of what we just said. Mishneh Berurah continues in Siv Katan Ayin Gimel. He says, Va'afilu im eira sheviu hamashkin achar shenimlach. They brought out the other beverages after you finished the wine and said, that's it, I was koveya suda on the wine, but now I'm done. V'yisiach daita mishis yayin. And he said, in your mind, I'm not going to have any more wine. And now they bring out the orange juice, they bring out the water. In that situation, everybody would agree, you have to make a shahakol on the water because you, so to say, closed off the meal that the wine would exempt the other beverages. The lo adif miyayin gufa, it can't be better than wine itself, which if you now brought out new wine, you'd have to go make a new bracha rishona on the wine. Nevertheless, in this situation, you still don't have to make a bar nefashos, even though you have to make a shahako. Why? Since originally you were koveya suda on the wine, so anything that you drink, so anything will be exempted by the bracha achrona on the wine, including other beverages. This is the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The issue, footnote number 72, says that the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, She'ein hechra b'davi. He says, how do you see this? Why should that be the case? She'ei shvar lo mar kemogin Avraham. You could say like the Mogin Avraham, Shalolim, ein ha-tofel, nitva le'ikar. The subordinate item is not tofel to the main item, elu im kein daito alav, unless you thought about it. So over here, im hisiach daito me'achila sa'ikar, if you're no longer planning on eating any more wine, and drinking any more wine, shuvein shayach has been equal to tofel. So there is no connection between the wine and the other beverages, and it's as if you had something totally different, and you have to go make a separate bracha rishona and a separate bracha achrona. So you have a machlokas over here between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Now we go to Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Be'achas Shalosh, that means benching, the bracha that has three brachos. Again, benching has four brachos, but we always refer to it as the three brachos because of the three brachos deraisa. Atova Meitiv is the fourth brachos derabanan. So when we refer to benching, we call it Be'achas Shalosh. As again, as opposed to the Alamilchia type brachos that are called bracha achas me'ein shalosh, one bracha that incorporates three ideas, has all the three aspects of all four brachos of benching again, but we call it bracha achas me'ein shalosh to signify the importance of the three brachos, the primary deraisa brachos versus the derabanan. In any event, the Mechaber is telling us over here, when you bench, eino poteres mein shalosh. If you're eating something that would have required a person to bench, and you're eating something that would require a person to make an alhamichya, so the benching doesn't exempt the alhamichya. Shim ochal daisa, for example, if a person had porridge, ein birchas hamazon potroso, then the bracha of the benching doesn't exempt you from having to make an alhamichya on the porridge over here, although as we'll see in a second, there are many qualifications to this din, so don't leave now. Listen to the full Mishnah Berurah on this. However, in contrast, avo b'yayin, if a person has wine, birchas shlosha potroso, benching can exempt the bracha achrona ala gefen v'apriya gefen that one would be required to make on wine, and we'll see this also in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha in greater detail to explain it. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, Shem berach ala yayin birchas hamazon bimkom ala gefen yotza. And the reasoning behind this is because if in fact you were to bench on wine, instead of making ala gefen, al priya gefen, you actually said benching, you would be yotze, albeit bidyeved, but you could be yotze with benching on the wine, and therefore that is why the Mechaber explains that the benching exempts the wine if you have to both bench and make an ala gefen, al priya gefen. Now, we have to understand this because it seems to go against the rule normally that when you eat a meal, that the benching pot is everything in the meal. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us. So first, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Ayin Dalet. Rotz Loma, Shelo B'to Chasuda. When we're talking here that the person had the meal and he also had porridge, the porridge, the dice over here, was not part of the meal. And only in this situation is the Mechaber talking about that the porridge would not be exempted by the Birchas HaMazon. And you have to make, in addition to the Birchas HaMazon, a separate alhamichya on the porridge, on the daisa. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dilo b'tochasuda," if the porridge was part of the meal, afilu kodem Birchas HaMazon, and you had the porridge any time before Birchas HaMazon, vadei sholosh brachos potrosa. In that situation, you would not have to make a separate alhamichya on the porridge. It's part of the meal. Everything is part of the meal is exempted with the Birchas HaMazon. Chavetz Chaim in Sif Katan Ayin Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion has a very additional important point to be brought down. He says, this is the Lashon of the Taz, the Kosav came lefi ha-maskona, the Pasuk b'simen kuf ayin zayin. This is a very important Taz over here that Mishnah Berurah alluded to, because we paskened in simen kuf ayin zayin, that for us, not like the Mechaber is saying, mechshav hakol b'toch asuda, having porridge before benching, for dessert, so to say, is considered part of the meal. Avol lefi etzem ha-din, Shayach Psaka Mechaber Gam Biochlan Achar Gemar Hasuda. But the Mechaber is talking about here where he doesn't hold like that, and that the dessert, the things that you have after the meal is over, require their own separate bracha, the Ton Bracha Lefon of Leachrov, the Chim Pirish Agro. And this is also the Psak over here, the Vilna Gaon, that's what the Mechaber is talking about. And thus, here in this situation where the porridge would require its own separate bracha Rishon and Achrona, it's not exempted by the bracha of benching. However, for us who do not hold like that opinion, and we do say that everything is considered part of the meal before you bench until you say Hadlon and Mevarech, so then this in fact would be potted by the benching. And that's exactly what it says in Dirshu foot number 73. As we learned in Simon Kufay and Zayin, Shafil Dvorim She'enon Boy Machmas Asuda, Ela Necholim Lekinuach Uchidome, things that are not part of the meal, but they're eaten for dessert, Mikol Mokum Linyan Birchas HaMazon Heim Nitfelim Lesuda. We go like the Psak that the Taz brings down, that the Gra brings down, that they don't require their own separate bracha. Shekivin Shosu Levarcha Komash Ochal Nucholim Gam Heim Bebracha, because when you're having the meal, you know that there's going to be dessert, and the dessert's included as well in the exemption of the benching's bracha achrona. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ayin Hey. He brings down the dice of the porridge doesn't get exempted according to the Mechaber. Vehu Hadin, the same thing applies. Shar Minei Tavshilin, all other sorts of cooked dishes. Shehem Mechameshes Minei Dogin. It's not just the porridge over here. It would be any sort of a Mizonos type of a dessert that you had. All of these things are actually going to sustain, nourish a person more than tomorrow. Nevertheless, afilu hachi, kivan de islu iluya achrina bepas, since they do get an elevation, more so than the typical mazonos, but they normally can be made into bread, shepas nasa ikor mimine dogam, because bread is the highest thing that you can do with grain, so lo shayach bircha shlosha kim bepas. So the only time we make benching is on bread, and any lower form of usage of the grain doesn't allow the benching to work for it. Why did the Mishnah Berurah mention the tomorrow over here? What does that have to do with anything? Because the rest of this sif over here in the Mechaber, he says, the hu adin in birech ala tomorrow, birech ha-semazim b'malkom ala eitz yotza. That by tomorrow, it would in fact, if you benched, be yotze the tomorrow. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that even though the grains are much more nourishing and sustaining than the dates are, and the dates, if they're exempted by the Birch HaSamazon, Bidiyevet, so certainly one would have thought that the grain products, the Daisa, should have been exempted. So he says that that's not true because the rabbi set it up over here that you only make the Bracha of Al HaMichya and not the benching on grain products. As the Mishnah Berurah said, Lo Shayach Bircha Shlosha Kim Bepas. The rabbis only allowed benching to work on grain products that were turned into bread, but not for Mizonos Al HaMichya type usage. Now, that is the Psak that the Mechaber gave over here, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah and others. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, V'dal L'dina, however, Halach L'maisa, Hiskimu Kamu Achronim, many of the other Achronim disagree, Shelo Kedasa Mechaber. They disagree with the Mechaber over here. And if you look in Sivkot Ayin Hey, in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this includes the Ber HaGola, which we have here on our page as well, which we'll read in a second, the Pri Chodosh, the Evan Ozer, the Dasa, the Vilna Gon, the Chayodim, and the Shagas Ayeh. He also brings down the Chayodim, and Rabbi Kiva Eger bring down the Ran, that also says, Lehedjo, the Bir HaSemazon Potel HaDaisa. The Bir HaSemazon actually does work for Daisa. And if you look in the Ber HaGola right up on the top bar on our page, on the left-hand side, the Be'er HaGola writes, Lanias Daiti, Hu Rochok. He also has difficulty understanding over here the Mechaber. He says, Devada Hadaisa Mezen Zayin Yotzer Min HaTmarim. The Mechaber in a moment is going to tell us that Tmarim are able to be exempted by benching. And grain products are much more nourishing than Tmarim, so why shouldn't the benching work for them? Shari Kavu Le'achachom Bichas Bari Mizonos. They have a separate bracha called Borei Mine Mizonos. They're Zan. Below Mistafina, and if I wasn't afraid to argue with the Mechaber, I mean, I would have said, Masha Kosa Rabbeinu Yonah, Avo Beyayin Vechule Hua Din Bedaisa. I would have said that this is all one din, that both the wine and the grain products all have the same din. Daisa would have the same din, that Bid the Evid, it would be Yotze with a benching. And the whole purpose over here is to tell us that other things are not exempted with a benching, but Daisa and Tmarim and Yayin would. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he continues and says, "Ela de daisa v'chein kol shu mimine dogon b'diavad b'chasim azim potroson." So, based upon all of these achronim that we brought down, the bir hagolu that we just read inside, so b'diavad b'chasim azim would be poter, not like the mechaber, but would be poter even daisa. Why? The kiv and do zayin because it nourishes you. Lo griya mitmarim, it can't be worse than tomorrow. If it works for the tomorrow, it should certainly work for the daisa, and the kosher came the pas kistin, and certainly for the other type of mazonus products that we've talked about previously, the pas of Bobby kistin, the vadai birchas hamazon patrosin, certainly the birchas hamazon will work for them. At the end of Siv Katan Ayin Hey in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim writes, L'maisa ein nafkamina b'choseh. All of this is actually moot. There is no nafkamina, because we don't hold like this mechaber in regards to requiring a separate bracha for desserts. Until you say, until you're ready to bench, so we hold that you don't need to make a separate bracha over here, as we've already learned in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. And in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Ayin Vav, he writes, Afilu ochlon shelo b'sol chasuda klal. Everything that we said over here is that even if you're eating all of these items outside of the suda, but before benching, so the benching will exempt them. Finally, the issue for number 74 brings down, what about if a person made a mistake and he made an Al HaMichya instead of benching? Does that work? So the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Kuf Samaches, we've already learned over there, Shalo Yotze Dechova Elim Daraisa. You were Yotze with the Daraisa aspect, the Chiyav Daraisa to bench by saying some Bracha, but not Midrabban. And if you look over there in Dirshu footnote number 62 on page 138 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samaches, so he brings down the various opinions over there regarding the halacha, if you by accident made an alamichya on something that you're supposed to bench, and he brings down over there, lo yotzi dechova el midoraisa, you fulfilled your doraisa obligation, but not your midorabanan obligation. And he brings down various achronim that hold like this. However, he does bring down others who say you're not yotzi at all. And he even brings down an opinion that says you're yotzi midorabanan. So you're left with a complicated situation. One should be very careful not to put himself into such a machlokas. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ayin Vav now writes, but wine is different. Even the Mechaber agrees that the wine will be exempted by the benching. Rosh Lomi is coming to tell us, Afilu kishishosu shalo b'sol chasuda. This is even if you drink wine not during the middle of the meal. Bid the Evid, Gamkin, Bid the Evid, Potro. You're also exempted with the benching, kishaber chalov birchas amazon. Why? Vatam, mishum deyayin zayin v'soed alev. Because the wine works to both sustain you and to keep you satiated and satisfies your heart, just like bread, kimo lechem. And then he says, look in the bir halacha, which we'll do in a moment. Footnote number 76 brings down what happens if by accident you made an alamichya instead of alagefen on wine or on tomorrow. If we say that it's zon, you should be yotzi b'dieved. However, he brings down ledino tzarech ion. It's not clear. Now we'll conclude today's share by reading the long bir halacha, dibra masul avo b'yayid. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in the Bir Halacha, Da de biyayin yesh kama deos. There are many different opinions regarding wine over here that we need to understand amongst the Rishonim. Yesh binyin ze kama chalukim v'natikul medina. And we bring down the differences and we'll bring down the Halacha l'maisa. Number one, Aleph. Im shalsa yayin shalom b'so chasuda. If you're drinking wine not in the middle of the meal, or berach halov b'chas amazon, and you're benched b'niftar b'dievet, then you are Yotze with that benching b'di'evit. The king who das for Yonav Arosh, Chaimash for das Arashbam, Amor, Beperikav Ipsochim, all of these we showed him hold like that, even though it was the opinion of the Ramban and the Ran that Yayin Einif Tobi Bechas Mazon, nevertheless, Lo Kaimelon Kavasayah. We don't hold like them, we hold like the first we showed him that we just mentioned, like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Beis. Im shasa b'soch chasuda, if you're drinking wine in the middle of the meal, so then av bracha rishona tzorech levarach, you'd still have to make a separate bracha rishona, even if you washed, because as we've mentioned many times, wine is chashuv, and you have to make a bar per guffin on a regular weekday. If you have wine in the middle of the meal, you have to make a bar per guffin. It's not exempted with the hamotzi. Mishum de chashuv, a goren bracha liatzma, is very important to chashuv a drink, and it requires its own bracha. Nevertheless, avol bracha rachrona, the alagefin, l'kuliyam niftai de birchas amazon, if it's drunk as part of the meal, you don't have to make a separate alagefen, it's yotzi with the benching, as the Shulchan Aruch passing the ready in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalit. Gimel, im shasa achig marasud, you have some wine, like for dessert, you have a glass of wine at the end of the meal. To Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashbam, the Maor, niftar mimela ayde birchas amazon. The benching does exempt it. The benching that you're going to do is going on that too. Afshalo kivim beferish alayin, even though you didn't specifically have in mind for that wine. Albeit, the Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says, and the Ramban and the Raz also say that it would require its own gefen, alpriya gefen at the end, and you shouldn't rely on the birchas amazon, unless you are mechaving specifically in the birchas amazon to exempt the wine. At least that would work according to the Rosh, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Ramban and the Ran would still say, b'dieved, you're not going to be able to be exempted with the benching. Again, for us, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, l'didon ein afkamina, because we say everything is considered part of the meal up until the benching. Until you say, so that machlokis over there is the same machlokis over here. And therefore, to get around that machlokis, to get around any problems, specifically have in mind when you're benching that you're exempting the wine from the alagefen as well. And this way, according to at least most of the poskim, you would be yotze. Dalit. If you drank before the meal, kol d'masud levad. So according to the Balamor, the Ramban, the Ran, again, the Birchas HaMazon wouldn't work over here. Going to the Rosh, it would, even L'chatrila, because the wine's purpose before the meal is to spur your appetite. Gorer Tava Samaychel, V'Shaych L'Sudin, is considered part of the meal. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, in fact, like that, in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet. Aye, Bevada Ein Lozus Mipsak Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't go against the Shulchan Aruch. However, he says, if you want to get around the Miyotzi, according to almost everybody, L'chatrila Bevada Nochon Shiachavim Birchas HaMazon, Liftar Yayin Shishosa. Have in mind specifically that when you bench, you're being yotzi that wine as well, and this way your yotzi came out all the Rishonim. Finally, Deir Shufuna number 77 brings down. What about wine for Havdalah? So when you have wine for Havdalah, you may have a Malava Malka afterwards, but that wine isn't being brought to go and spur your eating Malava Malka, but that's brought for Havdalah. And therefore, you should say a separate Apriya Gefen after the Havdalah and not rely upon the benching that you're going to make at the Malava Malka to exempt that wine. If you didn't make the alagefen, you could be dievid, be yotze with the benching, but then you definitely should specifically have in mind when you're benching that it's going to exempt the wine that you said for Havdalah. That concludes today's shir.